This is the Pigskin Report, brought to you by Oklahoma's pork producers and the Oklahoma Pork Council. The Pigskin Report on WWLS, the sports animal.
Jones breaks down the games involving the Cowboys and the Sooners. Pigskin Report, brought to you by the great folks at the Oklahoma Pork Council. And we do want to say thanks to Kylie and Paige, Lloyd, Erica, great, great people at the Oklahoma Pork Council. And, Pat, let's start with OSU K-State. That's the first game, 6 o'clock game. You can see it on ESPN+. Break down this one for us.
Well, you know, I think it should be, you know, fairly obvious that the personality of this particular Oklahoma State team is going to be different than what we normally see over there, because they've been ripping up down the field and run up big numbers and multiple receiver looks and everything else. I think Mike and them will just kind of go along, and style of play is about what we've seen. So I had this, given what we said there, Oklahoma State, if they're going to beat K-State, and this is a big ball game for both of them, if they're going to win the game, they really got to play good defensively. They cannot, if they don't play good defensively, they're probably beat. I think that's the, looks like to me, the personality of this particular football team. You know, so with having said that, no, zero passes or runs of over 20 yards, okay? All right, which is be a pretty good chore. Force at least 2 turnovers, okay? No big day for Deuce Vaughn, the little running back. He's, I think, 7th in the country in rushing right now. I mean, he's kind of a Sproles-looking guy. He's a pretty good player. Don't go out there and let him have a big day. If he does that, you're probably beat. And then really, you know, they got to Will Howard's the quarterback, and he's the number 2 guy, and he has played. But really, really, really get after Will Howard, because this will be a, you know, this is a fast Oklahoma State defensive unit, and they're certainly not afraid to hit you. So again, you know, if they really, really, really get after Will Howard, the K-State quarterback, early on, and shake him around, and, you know, let him know that, hey, this is not going to be an easy trip down here, you know, all that kind of stuff, then you know, they got a legit chance to win the ball game. I think, again, given what we said, Oklahoma State, you know, needs to have they're going to have to be able to run the ball. Now, where they go out and, you know, and run for 300 yards, I'm not saying that, but I think Spencer Sanders needs to be part of that running attack, either with a quarterback run or off of, it looked like to me, and this is again just a observation, that they have gotten out of the RPO business a little bit, you know, and they're just calling things and running it. Now, that's, again, I could find out, but that's not normally things I like to ask people. But, you know, Sanders and the running backs, okay, have a big day. Stay out of 3rd and 7 or more. If Oklahoma State gets caught, that's where they'll struggle, because Kansas State's not bad defensively. But given what we think this Oklahoma State football team is, you know, it doesn't look like they're real well equipped, because they're all beat up still at receiver. Sanders can be erratic at times, although he can hit throws. Not like he doesn't have ability, but stay out of 3rd and 7 or more a whole bunch of times. If you can run the ball effectively, okay, and then do a little bit of dink and dunk throwing the ball, or maybe go deep every now and then, but stay out of that down and distance, and then convincingly win the kicking game. I mean, that won them the Tulsa game. That kickoff return won them the Tulsa game, in my humble opinion. Yep. And the kid slaps back the field goal that was probably going to get them beat up at Boise. So you've had 2 ball games that essentially have been won, among other things, with real big plays in the kicking game. So now you're 3-0. But I think that to me is the recipe for this Oklahoma State team.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Because I don't think
that's a great point.
They're not going to go out there. I mean, we're not looking at We're not looking at Whedon. We're not looking at Dez Bryant. We're not looking at Tylan Wallace. And that doesn't mean these kids are bad. But it just this is a different looking football team. I think it's the best defensive football team Mike's had. They're a little bit beat up, but they can still run, and they are not afraid to hit you at all.
Jalen Warren went for 218 last week on the ground, mm-hmm. but what you're saying, they're going to have more from Sanders. They only rushed 26 yards right. against Boise State. And Cowboys outrushed Boise 246-61, but what you're saying, it's a different deal with this K-State running attack, right?
Yeah, I think so. You know, K-State, you know, they'll try to eat the clock up themselves. Classically, they do, you know, and with Deuce Vaughn and them. And now Vaughn goes out. I would be very surprised if Vaughn, if Vaughn has over 100 yards. I think if Vaughn has much over 100 yards, I think Cowboys probably get beat.
K-State in the top 25 in some quarters. I mean, beat Stanford in Arlington and then beat Nevada last week as an underdog.
Yeah, Norvell State. They beat Nevada. Pretty good. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Beat them 38-17 last week. So, huge game coming up. 6 o'clock in Stillwater. You can see it on ESPN+. And then... Pat, you got the Sooners taking on West Virginia, 6:30 on ABC.
West Virginia's a bit hard to figure out. I mean, those guys do a pretty good job over there, what I've seen. You lose to Maryland early on. But, again, I wrote down quick start, including Rattler. You know, again, he's had to listen to some of this stuff. I mean, the kid's still a good player. Now, again, you know, is he Mayfield or Kyler Murray? Probably not. But the kid's a good player. But I think it's important, you know, that he gets off, they get off to a quick start. Particularly offensively, you know. And, again, make the 20-plus plays. You know, make those. I still think the strength of this football team is the OU receiver core. You know, now, again, you know, Rattler's got to do his part, and you got to protect and do all the things that you need to do. But I think this receiver core is a bunch of big plays waiting to happen. So, and including the running game. I worry about their running back depth. I think that's scary. Be quite honest about it, you know, just those two kids and you know how that stuff can go. And really get after Jarrett Dagey, the West Virginia quarterback. Get after him. Now, Redmond's down. He hurt his knee yesterday, huh?
Yeah, he's out for a couple of weeks at least.
Gosh, he's had a hard time with injuries, hadn't he, over the course of his career. He's got some big playability, but Benito and those guys, I mean, get after Dagey, okay? Win the turnover battle, that's obvious, okay? And continue the momentum in the kicking game. I thought, again, that blocked extra point turned the momentum of that Nebraska game around. Again, I don't think Nebraska's any good. I can go down here in the lobby of this building I'm in right now, and I can just pick out a couple of civilians and teach them how to protect on an extra point field goal. I promise you I can. Nebraska couldn't do it. They just gave up. Let the kid run through the A gap, slap it back and run it, and all happy little Sooners. Can't protect. That was awful. Nebraska's terrible. But anyway, enough said there. But continue the momentum in the kicking game that you got. I think OU ends up winning. What's the line on that one? What did we say that was?
About 17 or so, somewhere
probably,
in there.
That's probably about right to me. Probably about right.
You know, OU has never lost to West Virginia in the Big 12. And Pat, the over in this game has hit 6 straight years. and last time West Virginia was here, they got shut out in the second half, and OU won big 52-14 as a 32-point favorite in that one. This one I think is going to be a little more competitive than that, but I do like the Sooners to bounce back this week.
Well, Tavon Austin's still running. Right, Matt?
He is. But I remember
there
it well.
Have been some shootouts in this game. Yeah.
Still
I mean, there
running.
Have been some. Yeah.
Still
where OU couldn't stop them either.
Right.
I don't think they have a Tavon Austin on this. No. Although Letty Brown's a good back.
Now, he's a good little back. Yeah. He's not little, but I mean, he's a good back. And, you know, Tavon Austin will get you up out of your chair. I promise you. Anyway, so that looks about right to me. That line looks about right.
Okay. All right. That does it for the Pigskin Report. And, again, we do want to say thanks to the great folks at the Oklahoma Port Council.
You bet.
To Kylie, Paige, Lloyd, Erica. Great, great people to deal with. at the Oklahoma Port Council.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.